This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Mike Jasinski, he is a council member in Cheektowaga, and he joins us live. Mike, welcome back to Hardline.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Mike. So there is a lot of talk around the proposed budget. Your thoughts, Mike, since we last talked?
Well, I know that we passed a resolution by the Republicans unanimously to cut the overall budget by 1%. So the two remaining Democrats on the board voted no for this. So there is clear, concise voting saying that they're not in favor of making necessary cuts. When you make cuts, you have to. Like, you know, the average person in this town is struggling to make ends meet, you know, with the price of food going up, cost of utilities going up. You know, it's getting harder and harder to make ends meet. I've never seen so many for sale signs in my 30-plus years living in this town. So, you know, I always say, you know, being an employer, you know, when you interview somebody, you look at their resume and you look at their background and you see what they bring to the table. I don't look at necessarily what their party affiliation is. But we have two people on the board that have no background in finance. I mean, I'm just calling it for what it is. I'm not trying to take any swipes. I'm just calling it for what it is. The other council member, he can't even keep the lights on in his community centers. How are we supposed to have him, you know, be involved in, you know, the second largest suburb in Western New York's budget? So we need people to understand that the Republicans are fighting for Democrats, Republicans, independents, everybody that lives in Cheektowaga, 100% of the population in Cheektowaga. We've worked very diligent to try to, you know, I shouldn't even say try. We're working diligent to be certain that we do not exceed this tax cap, because what it'll happen is it'll push more people into poverty. It'll cause more foreclosures. It'll cause more people to want to sell their house. So what that's going to do is it's going to, you know, by nature cause a decrease in the tax base. This is a town that, you know, my wife and her family have lived here all their lives. They built their homes. They're the people who contributed to the society of Cheektowaga, made this the great place it is to live. The seniors in this town, one of the most vulnerable populations, are going to be negatively impacted by going over the tax cap. And these are seniors that say, Mike, you know, what's going on here? You know, I voted for these people and, you know, they're going to impact, you know, my way of life. You know, I can barely make ends meet. I can't even afford my medicine half the time. I said, well, I said, you know, it's a different time now. You know, it's no longer about, you know, looking at the party, you know, of John F. Kennedy. It's looking for the people who are actually doing the people's work, who actually have the people's best interests at heart. You know, you don't raise taxes and just think that everything's going to be okay. You don't seek prosperity through taxation. What it does is it forces people further into poverty, makes it harder for people, and puts them in a position where they have to make the tough decisions. Not many people are getting raises these days, but, you know, everything else is going up. And I think going over this tax cap, what it will do is it will adversely affect, you know, the future of this town for our children, you know. And, you know, we want to be able to fix our roads. We know this. But we can't fix every road in town. We just don't have the means to do it. What we do is I've asked the highway superintendent to give me a list of the 10 worst roads in this town. I've yet to receive that. I've been asking this for a long time, probably several years, and I've still yet to receive this. So how are we even being able to focus on, you know, the problems? Let's put out the large fires first. Let's take care of the worst roads first. You know, let's not think that, you know, geez, we're going to be able to fix every road and every sidewalk and every curb. We just can't afford it. So what do? We have to make cuts. You know, there's a lot of fat in that budget. The Republicans have been working diligently, looking for areas that have cuts, to have cuts. And we're not going to lose any services. That's the best part about it. You know, we have pools in this town. And, you know, I grew up in a poor part of town. You know, I used the public pools. But, you know, if the attendance is down in a pool and it's costing us an absorbent amount of money, you know, just like when I lived in the city, pools closed because, you know, the city couldn't afford to keep these pools open with the cost of chemicals and the amount of taxes it is and everything. So we have to look at this thing as a whole and understand that, you know, the Republicans have the best interest of the people of Cheektowaga at heart. We're working diligently to keep Cheektowaga affordable, you know, and not penalize the people who made this town the great place it's become. You know, the crime is out of control. It's ridiculous. I mean, we need to think at large scale and, you know, have people understand, you know, we got a governor's race coming up. You know, we got to consider that, you know, cashless bail. We got to rescind that because if you do the crime, you do the time. You know, if you break the law, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. You deserve the crime or the, you know, punishment that you have coming to you. So there's a lot of things we are working on. We've only had the majority of the board, not even a year. So we have to clean up a lot of stuff that's happened over decades. And it's going to take more than one term for myself or any of the other Republicans because, you know, this town has been run for 60 years by the same party and the same ideologies. And it's been a downward spiral. And we're working hard for them. We, you know, we want to make the necessary changes, but we also want to make sure our roads are plowed, our streets are fixed, our streets are safe. And, you know, children before us, you know, and that they have an opportunity that, you know, they you know, come to Cheektowaga and say, geez, you know, this is a great place. It's affordable. It's an all-American blue-collar town. This is where I want to raise my kids. But if we keep on raising taxes, it's going to force people out. And it's not a good look. We're working very hard on this thing. And, you know, I want people to understand when you go to the ballot box, I don't care what party you're affiliated with, take a look and see who's actually fighting for you. You know, you can't expect change if you keep on voting for the same people year in, year out, year in, year out. Go to the ballot, vote with your wallet, look at your income, look at your bills, look at your tax bills. When you go to the ballot box, look at who's fighting for you. You know, if you don't like the Republicans, vote for us on the conservative line because, you know, we're very conservative-minded people. Most people are. You know, they want to be able to protect their investments. Democrat, Republican, Independent, they all want to protect their investments. And, you know, people need to realize who's really fighting for us. You know, we want to be able to, you know, fix our roads and keep our town nice. But if we keep on raising these taxes and thinking more is more, this town is going to go bankrupt. And what will happen, the town will go bankrupt. All the people that work for the town, their collective bargaining agreement for the union members, that'll be all null and void. And these are really good people who work for the town. Outsourcing has never worked. and it's not working. Cheektowaga is one of only a few towns that typically outsource work. We have a lot of great employees that no matter what are going to collect the paycheck. They can do the work on these roads. They can fix our roads. Why would we outsource work when we already have the current staff that has more than the capability and the tools to do it? So it's about leadership that knows how to run this ship. It's about people that have the background and accruement to know how to work on finances. If we don't change this trajectory of this town, a lot of people are going to want to get out of here. And I hate to see that because I truly love Cheektowaga.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. I wasn't fortunate enough to be born and raised here, but I'll tell you what, my 30 years here, I couldn't imagine living anywhere else. But even myself, being on the town board, I have to consider my bottom line, too. Can I afford to live in this town? Well, the number one reason why I ran for town council is the outrageous taxes, the addiction, the crime, and fighting for our seniors, because I see what happens to these people. It's just awful. And I want people to know something. You know, I voted 3 times to raise the tax exemption for allowable by New York state law. Well, the 2 Democrats on the board voted no each and every time. 3 consecutive times voted no to give the seniors the full tax exemption allowable by law. So people need to realize who's really fighting for them.
Hey, Mike, just for clarification, he said right this ship, just in case anyone is out there. Mike, I want to go back to the tax cap for a second because, you know, the argument is Cheektowaga needs the money. Now, you've explained, I think, very well some of the things you would do differently than the supervisor. But where would you see big cuts being able to be made at the government level in Cheektowaga?
Well, first of all, Joe, there's a lot of cuts. There's too many to even talk, even start the conversation on this show. I'd have, you know, we worked the last board meeting for several hours, and we couldn't even get through all the proposed cuts. I know the Republicans have caucused together and talked about where we're going to make cuts, where we can find areas of cuts without eliminating services. So I want people to understand cuts are coming. We're going to vote for cuts, and we're not even going to notice any loss in service. But what we will notice is that our taxes won't go up, and that's what ultimately what people see. So there's a lot of areas that we have found areas to cut. You know, as I said, I have challenged each and every department head, you know, to find areas of cuts. Well, we spent 2 days at a meeting and they didn't follow direction. All they did is came and talked about their budget and didn't talk about areas where they're going to make cuts. So, you know, we passed the resolution. It passed unanimously to cut the overall budget by 1%. I don't know each and every department intimately and their day-to-day operations. But I can tell you this, that, you know, that they have to find areas to cut. We find, you know, areas where we have to make cuts in our budgets and our personal lives. You know, why does government get to live with more and the average person gets to live with less? So there are many areas, I mean, too many to even mention on the show. The meeting that we had last week, Friday, it's on YouTube. You can clearly hear where the cuts are being made. And we're going to put something forth for Tuesday's meeting, and we're going to vote, and we're going to, you know, stop this outrageous spending. You know, there's just a lot of fat in this budget, and we have found it. We have identified it. And the best part about it is that people aren't going to notice any loss in services. We're going to be able to keep every single service without losing it. But what we will notice, as I said, Joe, is people are going to notice that the taxes will not go up in Cheektowaga, at least as far as I'm viable and I'm on this board. I will fight each and every day to be certain that the taxes do not go up in the town of Cheektowaga.
You know, Mike, I was talking to Mayor Tylek in North Tonawanda about this. I mean, you've got the budget going on, but you also have an election going on. How is that? How's the election season with a few weeks ago?
Well, I think, you know, people have had it, you know. I mean, you know, the once, you know, people that were registered Democrats, they've switched parties because, you know, as I, years and years ago when I lived in the city, I was a Democrat too, but I didn't like the way my party was going. So I had to think, you know, where do my values lie? Where do most people's values lie? And, you know, most people are conservative. They look at their wallet. They want to be able to protect their investments. So, you know, I get it. Cheektowaga is majority Democrat. But even these Democrats, you know, these voters realize that, hey, I got to protect my investments, too. And, you know, I'm not here to say people have to change their parties. But what they have to do is look at the whole picture as a whole and say, you know, who has my best interest at heart? Who is going to fight for me? Who is going to stop this outrageous tax spending? And, you know, granted, the current supervisor, he's been the supervisor for not even a full year, and he's already going over the tax cap by 7%. I mean, that's outrageous. You know, Joe, I don't want to sound political, but, you know, when you're emboldened to people that, you know, donate to your campaign, of course you're not going to find, you know, hold them to make cuts because you don't want to lose that. You don't want to lose your supporters base, you know. And, you know, I think it's pretty scary. We're in a time now that, you know, the candidates on the Cheektowaga Democratic side, they're endorsed by the progressives, which is ultimately socialism. They want to force people into poverty. They want people to have more, you know, of the government services. And, you know, what the even worse sad part is we have people that work in this town that collect social services. I mean, this is outrageous. I mean, we're talking about people that would have been 20, 30, 40 years ago would have been the working middle class. Now we have is a bunch of people that are the working poor that can't even make ends meet on their 40 plus hour salary. To me, that's a problem. And we have to have people that understand the metrics and what goes into making this thing work. We can't constantly burden the taxpayer and say, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer, I can't balance my budget. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to burden you further because I don't even understand how to balance a budget. I mean, you know, in all fairness, as I said, I'm not trying to make this political, Joe, because it's not. It's black and white. The current supervisor has zero experience in finance. I encourage all of the listeners to look at his resume and then you'll understand where I'm coming from, because this is just calling it for what it is. We need people that are fiscally minded, people that understand income statements, people that understand finances and that can actually read the budget and understand it. Not somebody who just, you know, has a history of being a lifelong politician, because I can't stand politics. It's ugly. I don't like being talked about, but you know what? That's all they have is slander. They don't talk about policy. They bring nothing to the table other than raising taxes, because you know what? They didn't even spend the time to go through this budget like the Republicans did. We've been through 157 pages of this budget to find just about cuts on every single page. The Democrats have done nothing. So when people go to vote, remember who has your best interest at heart. And this isn't about policy or politics. This is about the people who are fighting for you, the taxpayer and the people of Cheektowaga.
Michael, I got to ask you, speaking of the Democrats, I don't know if you've been on social media this morning, but the Cheektowaga Democratic Committee claims that you have not filed any of your four campaign finance reports. And that's getting reposted by most of the liberal bloggers in Western New York. What's your response to that?
Well, Joe, I've only made two purchases this season. One was for my signs and one was for a fundraiser for the committee. So I do plan on, you know, reporting those two purchases, but that's all I have. So if I have nothing to report, what am I supposed to report? But you know what it is, Joe? It's just them looking for something. It's a deflection of their lack of leadership and their lack of policy. So they have to dig deep down and look for a reason to deflect of what they have failed. At the end of the day, look at my voting record. Historically, I have voted for the taxpayer in their best interest. I have voted for that 1% budget decrease. The Democrats voted twice, or three times actually, to increase the budget. So they're digging down low, and you know, they have no policy. So what the Democrats do, right out of their playbook, typical slander, deflection. They can't talk about my voting record because it's impeccable. My voting record shows that I've been fighting for the people. But if the people of Cheektowaga are listening, go ahead and go on to Cheektowaga's website and just look up some of the resolutions that I've talked about and see who has been fighting for them. So that's what they do, Joe. It's just complete deflection. I've made two purchases during my campaign, and I still have time to file them. So it's just them looking for something because they can't get me on my policy and they can't get me on my voting record. So what do? They look for things to throw at me. And guess what? They have nothing.
Cheektowaga Councilmember Mike Jasinski. Mike, as always, thank you for your time. And I'm sure we'll be talking in the next few weeks.
Thanks, Joe. Go Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.